It's very sad passing. He was a massively respected figure, not just in the Lib Dems, but in Scottish and wider British politics. I think he was an absolutely key figure in the 1990s, came to public prominence during the Iraq War when Charles Kennedy had set out a very bold and distinctive policy of criticism. And Min Campbell backed this up with his legal forensic ability, debating skill, and vast knowledge of foreign affairs, and it made a very effective campaign. When Charles Kennedy stepped down, I think it was natural that we should all look to Ming to lead the party, which he then did. But I think it wasn't just as a politician. I mean, I think he was widely liked and respected. I mean, he wasn't a yaboo politician. He was always courteous, had a sense of, you know, decorum and respect. And had a very wide hinterland. I mean, he was, in his day, a great Olympic sprinter who brought great distinction to the UK, the fastest man in the world, actually. I think it was his character as much as his politics that leave a very positive memory for all of us.
Well, talk to us a little bit about his character. You've described some of it there, Sir Vince Cable, but give us a little insight into what it was like to be around Lord Min Campbell when the cameras weren't there.
Well, he liked to do things in a proper way. I mean, he wasn't looking for cheap political points. He wanted things to be done in a courteous way with colleagues and opponents. You know, he didn't like people, you know, breaking. I mean, I think the only time I ever fell out with him was when I set a precedent by not going to a royal banquet for the King of Saudi Arabia. And he thought this was quite wrong, very offending the palace. And they took me to task for it. And so, although he was a, you know, very, very effective party politician and debated his points, I mean, he was a very skilled debater, came up through the Glasgow University Union with people like Charles Kennedy, Alex Salmond and John Smith. He was always courteous and fair and greatly respected for it.
That courtesy, would you say, has been lost then, Sir Vince, now, and maybe one of the final few who had it?
Well, we're now in a very different world where, you know, we have populist politics and very short-term time horizons, and it's easy to make dishonest points. And that was not his style. I mean, it wasn't so much old-fashioned, but it was based in a sort of history of British politics where you treated your opponents with respect, but you hit hard with fair points. And he was, you know, he operated in that world.
And it'd be hard, I guess, to get it exactly as to how he would have felt, but this current sort of political climate that we find ourselves in, Sir Vince, you would have seen our polling today that sees a reform government, Nigel Farage as prime minister. I do wonder what Lord Campbell would have thought about something like that.
Well, we can't imagine these things, but I think it would have been utterly abhorrent. I mean, he was very much in the kind of liberal internationalist tradition, which was why he was very effective in the role he played. I mean, he was extremely knowledgeable about foreign affairs, had a very wide network, and looked at these things, you know, constructively, and insisted that, you know, we follow the rule of international law. That was the basis of his critique of the Blair government's policy, and would be appalled by, I think, the very arbitrary way that the Trump administration is operating, and there were his friends and admirers in the UK.
Absolutely. Okay. Sir Vince Cable, thank you very much for your time there, reflecting on the passing of Lord Min Campbell.